I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia bombarded the outskirts of Kyiv on Friday. And Russian missiles launched from the Black Sea landed western near Lviv's airport. The airport was not hit, and that is according to the Lviv mayor, but an aircraft repair facility and a bus repair facility were hit. There was no immediate report of casualties from the attack near Lviv, and the casualties from the 80 kilometers from Ukraine's border with Poland. Ukraine's Air Force West Command said on Facebook that two of six missiles launched from the Black Sea were actually intercepted. Two people were also killed in attacks on residential and administrative buildings in the eastern city, according to the regional governor there. Russia's lead negotiator now says that they've moved closer to an agreement on the issue of Ukraine dropping its bid to join NATO. Meanwhile, Ukraine's deputy prime minister announced Saturday that 10 humanitarian corridors have been agreed upon with the Russians. They include a corridor from the besieged port city of Mariupol, several in the Kyiv region, and several in another. There are also plans to deliver humanitarian aid to the city of Kherson, which is currently under control of the Russians. In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces are blockading the largest cities with the goal of creating miserable conditions. This is VOA News. Norway's prime minister says that four U.S. soldiers were killed in a plane crash during a NATO exercise unrelated to the Ukraine war. Jonas Garstius tweeted that they're killed in the crash on Friday night. He said the soldiers participated in the NATO exercise Cold Response. He said that they had their deepest sympathies, and they go to the soldiers' families, relatives, and fellow soldiers in the unit. Norway's armed forces said the plane was a V-22B Osprey that belongs to the U.S. Marine Corps. U.S. President Joe Biden laid out to Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday via video the stiff consequences the Chinese would face from the U.S. if they provide military or economic assistance for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. There was no indication that he got any assurance in return. In fact, Xi blamed the U.S. for the crisis and insisted with a Chinese proverb that the next move was up to Biden. More formally, after the nearly two-hour conversation, China's foreign ministry deplored conflict and confrontation as not in anyone's interest, but assigned no blame to Russia and said nothing of any new steps. At the White House, the press secretary, Jen Psaki, said China has to make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand and how they want to history books to look at them and view their actions. She declined to detail possible consequences Biden specified to the Chinese president if his country provides support for the Russian invasion. Russian President Vladimir Putin has appeared at a huge rally in Moscow, praising his country's troops as they press their lethal attacks on Ukrainian cities with shelling and missions. More than 200,000 people were in and around the stadium Friday to mark the 8th anniversary of Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula, seized from Ukraine. Putin took the stage quoting a Bible verse and insisting his actions were necessary to prevent genocide, a claim flatly denied by leaders across the globe. Meanwhile, Russian forces continue to pound the Ukrainian capital. China's national health authorities reported two COVID-19 deaths on Saturday. That's the first recorded rise in the death toll since January of 2021 as the country battles an Omicron-driven surge. And recapping our top story, Ukraine's deputy prime minister announced Saturday that 10 humanitarian corridors have been agreed upon with the Russians. They do include a corridor from the besieged port city of Mariupol and several in the Kyiv region. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.